Children, they say, are a blessing from the Lord. Their smiles, their innocence, even when they cry. Children, they say, are the future. The reality of the world they live in, however, is not so blissful. The situation where some have access to the finer things in life and others too lack is very worrying. Come with me on this trip to a school under tree, St. James Primary, located in the Sola Tona Kaba district of the Upper West region, as we have first-hand information on how the children there are faring with their education as compared to their counterparts down south. I am in the Sola Tona Kaba district of the Upper West region and on the compound of St. James Primary School. This is one of the schools in the district. It's basically a very remote area. The children have this makeshift classroom. Some of them study under trees and then some of them train the classrooms. And the classroom, you can see, is a makeshift one, as I said, because it's built with mud and a few desks here and there, and few of them are in school uniform. So I just get close to the children and then talk to them, find out how they are doing and how they are studying. So what is your name?
My name is Dolama.
Dolama. What class are you?
I am in class 4.
You are in class 4. Do you have books?
My book is 4.
You have 4 books?
Yes.
Do you have books that you learn, the one you write in? You have books? So who is your teacher?
My teacher is
Ezekiel Bed. What class are you?
I am a KG2.
KG2. Ezekiel, what do you need in school? Aba Nyamane here.
Yeah,
Esther, what do you need in school? Aba nyama na ehia bo so
pe pencil na book
enyi na pada ya aba de
mbe ye juma
aba ejuma
tele juma
tela. Okay, wo so enyi na pada ya aba de
pada me ye nurse.
Nurse wo so e
wo so pada me ye doctor.
Dolita Joseph.
And what class are you?
I'm in class 6.
Okay, and how do you study? How do you find studying here as compared to those in the big schools?
So we need a school feeding program that will help. We have plenty of students in the communities, yet they are not coming to school. If we have the school feeding program, that will help bring them to learn a seat.
Get them to come and learn.
Yes. The government doing well, but they provided school uniforms, but the building we have, temporary building, ongoing building, 3 classrooms, and yet we need 6.
The Sola Tona Kaba district is a young one carved out of the then Bole district in 2004. And during my stay in the north, it quickly dawned on me that most children were not in school. Those who did not learn anything, as their respective schools had no teaching and learning materials. However, most of the villagers and teachers who spoke to me say the environment is generally not conducive for proper teaching and learning. Joseph Maolompogo is a teacher at the St. James Primary School.
Yeah, some of them still are not wearing uniform. We've had some of the uniform, but they are not enough. What they brought here as compared to children without uniform. The uniforms were just few. So some of them have, but most of them are still without uniform. The textbooks problem, we only have textbooks, especially the core subjects. for the lower primary. And for the upper primary, the core subjects, maths, English, science. We don't have textbooks. What we are using is only single textbooks for each of the classes. P5 mathematics is just one, which I even borrowed from Bombondori Primary. So I'm the only teacher in the P4 class that is having a copy. There's no any P4 chap with a mathematics textbook. So there's just a problem of core subjects textbooks in the school. Yes, and for the blackboard, we are using an improvised one. It is not there, but it's in the office. Yes, that is what we are using. This class even combined P1 and 2. Because we have 6 classes, 3 ones, and then the shares are also 2. So P1 and 2 are using the first one, then P3 are also using the last one.
Statistics shows the school enrollment rates are lower in the northern regions than in most areas. So what can be done? I put this question to Alhassan Momen, who is the Bole District Director of Education.
We are among the poor. We have a lot of challenges. It's one of the deprived. You know, there are 40. We used to be 40 in the whole country. But now we have gotten up to about 68. Because to like my district was with Sola District, and then we were all divided. We were counted as one, but now we are counted as two. So we are now about 68 in the whole country. We have a lot of challenges, from teachers to school infrastructure. You know, all the things that go into schooling. We have problems with that. But this government has come in with, starting with the past government and into this government, they are considering the schools, they are reconstructing the schools, a lot of school buildings. So there are a lot of villages around that have schools, but now they have schools. Now our main problem is getting teachers into those schools. Because the teachers come, you post them there, when they go, after some time, they ran away.
So just imagine, Kojo and Baba, both students in class 6. Kojo is a student of Seoul Clinic School here in Accra, whilst Baba is a student of St. James Primary in Seoul, Latona. Same syllabi, different teaching methods, but same final exams. For Baba, he's so sad because even his teacher cannot teach them the correct version of the Ghana National Anthem. Listen to Joseph Maolompogo leading the Sola Tona children to be patriotic.
God bless the homeland, Ghana.
Ready? Go.
God bless the homeland, Ghana. And they are one nation, big and strong. Hope in the fight forever. The person's freedom in the strength. We are now living through the only living truth. May the sheriffs, sheriffs, oh, listen. Help us soon, little sister, to strong. I might forever know. Help us soon, little sister, to strong. I might forever know.
Surprised? Listen to the Ghana National Pledge.
I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my mother. I pledge myself to serve for Ghana with all my mind, with all my heart. I promise to hold in our esteem our hated one for us, through the bright job for us. I pledge myself to all in the world.
Now my next stop in the Upper West region was to the Jijere Primary A and B, where the class 5 pupils decided to impress me with their welcome. There, the headmistress Fusena Abdullahi said education is gradually improving in that part of northern Ghana.
The attendance is very good because, if you talk of attendance, it depends on the administration, the staff. we are not resting on our hours. We are doing our best. And so if children are sure that they will come to school to meet teachers, they will come early. And we will come early. So the children too come early. They are very punctual.
And their performance, how's their studies?
Okay. It's not bad. On the average, you know, these days, standard of this thing is fallen. But on the average, they are not bad. They are doing well. At P1, they can write, read what is expected of them.
Do most of the parents really understand education? Are they willing to send their children?
Yes, they are willing. They are very willing. It's just that the means, they don't have the means. Otherwise, they are willing. Right now, I'm doing admissions, and we'll turn some back. Well, yes, we'll get... Because if you take more than 45, you see, it will be a burden on the teacher. So we always want to limit the intake. And people continue to come. Particularly this place, as is one of the oldest schools, they like the place.
Now, as at the time of my visit, I met Farida Haya, a mother of 7 who was worried about the reason why some parents in this time and age still refuse to send their wards, especially their girls, to school.
I have 7 children, 5 boys and 2 girls. They are all in school. Even one is outside the country. Among the 7 children, some are secretaries and some are teachers. As I speak to you now, I'm catering for my grandchildren, whether it's a boy or a girl. All that is needed for them is to go to school and better their lives in future.
Considering the challenges teachers and students in Northern, Upper East and Upper West have to grapple with access to education, the Bole District Director of Education, Al-Hassan Mome, is blaming the falling standards of education on lack of motivation available for teachers.
When they go there, you know, with their untrained skills, they are not able to put up the best. So just this morning I was at a village just about 12 miles away from here, Sonyo. And then when the BEC results came out, they scored 0. So I went to find out why. And incidentally, when I got there, only the headmaster was in school. The rest of the teachers hadn't come. So I came, and I'm yet to meet the circuit supervisor and ask him why he has there is such a situation in his district and his circuit. So he's not alone. Such situations exist all over the country. Sorry, all over the district. So you know, we have a lot of challenges. People are living in hard to go areas. And you have to send them education by all means. They have to get a school. And they get a school. They have to get a teacher. They get a teacher. Where does he stay? Where does the teacher stay? He has to live with the people. And he has grown up all his life in an urban area. Then you send him to a rural area and ask him to live with the people. The people are not used to such strangers. So it becomes a very hard fact. In fact, it becomes a trying moment for the teacher, and it is a very trying moment for the those he's going to live with.
Yusif Natongma, a teacher at the Sola Tona Kaba district, couldn't have agreed better.
The rest are youth and play teachers, and then they depend on their allowances for transport so that they could get this to the school, teach and go back. But it's like their payment is not all that consistent. So most of them, when they fail to come to school and you want to ask, they will say they have no money for transport. So either they bring more trained teachers or they try to improve upon the allowances of.
However, at a recent interaction, the president, John Evans Atta Mills, said,
many of the teachers now can see an improvement in their conditions of service. They are not perfect, but one can see a determination on our part to improve their lot. Teachers who are in deprived areas are given extra bonus, extra incentives. And when it comes to tertiary education, not only are we building more and more, because we have Volta University in the pipeline, the Brown-Humphrey University in the pipeline. So we are expanding the frontiers of education and making sure that with the right mix, we'll be able to offer quality education to our people.
Seasoned educationist Anis Hafa also shares his thoughts on Northern Ghana education.
The teachers that I've seen there are not that equipped to handle some of the most sophisticated aspects of any syllabus. They themselves need help. And we have to begin to look at, what I recommended there was that we have to begin to look at developing teacher training centers in every district, especially in the Mampusu district, the Upper East, and the Upper West. See, we make things difficult. Things can always be made simple. What is happening here is that we are expecting all teachers to go through the traditional teacher training centers, but there are not enough of them. And also, we can't assume that they have the expertise. They will have some, but not all of it. But it behooves every chief executive of the district to begin to look within and see where they can begin to establish their own teaching facilities, especially on the school grounds. By that, what I mean is this. We have to now begin to bring people into the education sector, where people who have the expertise to begin to share it. And it will not be a difficult thing. In the Mampusi area, for example, what I realized was that there was a shortage of teaching and learning materials, but they can be created from within. What that has to happen is that we have to begin to look within and see those that we can work with. It can be a young person. It can be someone in secondary school. It can be someone even in elementary school. Or it can be one or two people who are expert at these things. We have to put them together as part of a local teacher training center and then develop teaching materials along those lines, which will be digitized.
For now, the bitter truth is that, despite government's numerous intervention, there are still so many schools under trees, majority in northern Ghana and some part of southern Ghana. Stakeholders say it is up to government to attach more importance to education, especially in northern Ghana. For who knows where the next great person might come from. Today, I join all children in Ghana in asking for quality access to education.